let's move on to Evil Grin.
It's been a long time since you've been in my bed. But every moment you invade my head. It doesn't matter our beginning or our end. Just want this one night, want this one night so we can. Is it all right if I take the reins tonight and tell you what to do? Wanna tell you what to say.
I really like the lyrics and the singing of the song. I mean, this, in some ways, this is a G&G recording. I really like the lyrics. They're both intimate and personal, and they speak pretty frankly about female sexual agency, which is not something you hear on Songfight every day. Yeah, I think it was both sort of romantic and empowering at the same time, and I liked it because of that. I like it when folks really put some feeling and take risks when they write and try to express something personal. It's going to get a big vote and a thumbs up from me. Pig Farmer's solo, I think, is really nice in this song, but it deserves a fuller production, and I hope they go back and add that to it, because I think lyrically this is a really solid song.
Yeah, people don't often go for sexy in general in Songfight. It's not only about sex. This is a fairly sexy song, which I like. And I thought Pig Farmer said on the boards that that his collaborator who wrote the song was sick and still managed to record it. And I don't know what was going on, but her vocals did not seem to suffer. And in fact, maybe her vocals were even improved, because they had, compared to the other two songs we've heard, it was like a lower, maybe a little bit like huskier kind of sound to the voice, which I think was cool. I agree that I wish it was a more of a full band arrangement. And the guitar track has the issue that I often have when I'm recording acoustic guitar, which is that the dominant sound in it is like the percussive, pitchless sound of the pick on the strings, kind of this like high-pitched scraping. And so it's like you hear that, and then kind of in the distance you hear the actual chord that's being played. It's just really unpleasant to me, maybe just because I struggle with it so much when I'm recording, that I actually found that aspect of the song like almost physically unpleasant to listen to. So I had to sometimes skip the song when it came through, because it's like I just can't listen to that acoustic guitar right now. The electric guitar solo I thought was quite nice. I don't really know that I've heard this kind of playing from Pig Farmer before. It reminds me kind of like jazz guitar playing. It's smooth. It's really tasteful. It's really nice. So I agree. I'd like to hear this song with a more fully realized and better produced instrumental backing.
Yeah, I thought this was a really good song. It's G&G plus the nice guitar solo. I didn't have Micah's problems with the guitar sound, which probably means that my headphones aren't as good as Micah's. I thought it was a good performance, a nice melody, sexy lyrics. I do kind of wish it had some backing vocals, some harmony vocals, but it's fine without it too. So yeah, great job.
The other half of Evil Grin, it's Pig Farmer and Amanda is the vocalist. So I don't think we've ever said her name before. Shout out to Amanda. Good job on this one.
Good for bringing the sexy despite the sick.